As we learned last week, BP is putting $20 billion aside at the behest of the Obama administration to deal with millions, probably, of claims in the Gulf of people who've lost income, lost work, affected by the Gulf oil gusher. And, of course, there's only one person to handle the job of paying out those claims, one person in the universe, Wall Street pay czar Ken Feinberg, who handled the 9/11 claims process.
Nobody does it better.
Also worked on the compensation committee or whatever it was called there on Wall Street, dealing with the bonuses and compensation for bankers being paid out of the TARP. Louise Story joins us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. You know Ken Feinberg actually quite well in the course of your reporting, correct?
Yeah. You know, I've been on here talking about him all the past year because of the work he did trying to make sure that the amounts that were paid in bonuses on Wall Street were fair. And so, you know, with all this talk of BP, I wondered what's happening to Wall Street pay, because it's still an important, outstanding issue.
Well, there's a couple of issues here. I mean, one, Ken Feinberg, he's been on the show a number of times. I mean, he just seems like an incredibly fair-minded fellow. He also has a lot of credibility in Washington, but there are processes to set up and nuts and bolts to be put in place to make a process like this work. What have you found out?
So, you know, one of the things that I've noticed when I've written about him, both on the 9/11 Fund and on Wall Street compensation, is he very much likes a set of rules to be given to him, you know, from lawmakers that he follows. One of the things that he told Wall Street bankers the most in the process is he would say, "I'm just following the rules. I don't have any power over the fact that, you know, I've got to pay you more in stock and that they think these rules we have to go around." And one of the other common phrases he would use is he'd say, "I'm the only one here between you and the pitchforks out there angry about your pay." So he likes to kind of put himself in this position where he's just following the rules.
Streamlined process.
Right. One thing will be interesting on BP, of course, so far is there are not any rules that have been laid out yet. So unless some get laid out by Congress, you know, you might have to see Ken Feinberg, you know, coming up with the rules, which would be a departure from Wall Street pay, which was designed by Congress and Treasury, as well as the 9/11 Fund, which was run by, again, a law from Congress.
And if Feinberg comes up with the rules, your suspicion is it'll be a one-pager. If Congress comes up with the rules, that's something different. He's doing both jobs at this point, dealing with Wall Street and with BP. Can he handle that?
He's doing both jobs. I called the Treasury Department last night. I said, "What about Wall Street pay? Don't you care anymore about those, you know, $100 million bonuses?" And they said, "Well, he's about done. That process is winding down. The last thing that you'll see on the Wall Street pay front is that he was tasked with looking at the 2008 bonuses, looking back at the ones paid right after the bailout. And if any of them were so mega and really inappropriate, he's allowed to try to claw some of them back." So apparently that process is about finished and he'll be moving on, which kind of tells us all that, you know, Wall Street pay is falling off the radar.
Although that 2008 bit, there could be some interesting headlines there.
We'll see.
Finally, you know, you spoke with some of his colleagues. I mean, I have this vision in my mind that there's this Feinberg team, and every time something like BP oil disaster happens and there's claims that they're worried that now Ken's going to get a call and these people are going to be doing this kind of work for the next 100 years. What do they think about, you know, Ken Feinberg and this new job?
You know, it's interesting. He does have a big team of regular people and people he can call in. His office, which I've been to, is just a block from the Treasury building, which shows you how tightly connected he is to the government, which has given him a lot of his positions. This position now with BP is going to be paid for by BP. And when you go to his office, there's a whole slew of regulars ready to go on these types of mediations. And I think what'll be interesting to see how much he's able to run this process privately and how much he has to get up publicly and kind of posture. You know, he often uses the media to make his points.
But he's not moving to London to be close to BP.
No, he'll be in his office right next to the Treasury Department.
All right, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about Ken Feinberg and his rapid deployment claims redemption force.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.